Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Good morning, Diarrhea!
It's time to wake up. It's 5, and we're live.
Oh, is this thing on? I don't care. I want him to hear.
This is the pregame show, your early morning shot of sports on 95.7 The Game.
Come on! Good morning. And I'm going to start out this show. Anna Kagarakis and Stephen Langford in with you this morning. How are you, Anna?
What up? Good morning.
All right, so obviously we got a lot to talk about.
Because
the Warriors, they had their second to last game of the season last night. And something happened, which we'll discuss. There was a guy named one Irvin Magic Johnson who shocked the world last night. We'll get to that. The Giants ended up getting a big win. We'll also get to that, too. But first, I wanted to read from the Chilton Autobody text line. Anna, have you read it this morning at all?
I have not yet.
Well, the first text is from 5 hours ago, and the last show that was on here was the Butcher Shop. And I guess they were probably talking food, because from the 408, it says, bacon-wrapped filet is solid. If I had one meal to choose from, beef stroganoff with fresh asparagus would also be a solid choice. That was from Brian in San Jose. Do you think they were talking about that little
Patrick Reed?
Yeah, the Master's menu.
Oh, yeah, I think so. That sounds just like it. When you think of one meal that you can have, that's got to be in bacon-wrapped filet. That is pretty solid.
I mean, that's a very deep cut. But, you know, we'll probably go over the menu a little later in the show today,
too. We should,
too,
a little bit.
Because it was posted yesterday, and it's pretty good. But, all right. The Warriors did get the win.
Mm-hmm.
That's important, but there was something happened, and well, let's just have Steve Kerr explain it.
Sprained ankle. He's in there icing it. We think he's going to be fine. He tweaked it, but we weren't going to mess around.
In case you were wondering, that was head coach Steve Kerr of the Golden State Warriors talking about one Stephen Curry, who suffered a mild right ankle sprain last night.
Yeah, I was on my way home from my kid's jiu-jitsu class yesterday, and as I get into the car, all of a sudden I see the post on Bleacher Report that comes up saying, Steph Curry,
yeah,
an ankle injury. I'm just like, oh my gosh, what's going on?
Yeah.
Literally, I have 95.7 The Game on, but you're listening, but I didn't get to see the injury, so I pull over and I'm looking at the video, and it just scares you when you see that one game left in the regular season, playoffs starting on Saturday. And you have this happen, you freak out. Hopefully, though, doesn't look too bad.
So, where were you before that on Steve Kerr resting players? Because before the game against the Pelicans was going to come up, Steve Kerr talked about they were probably going to rest a couple of guys here and there, but they weren't exactly going to rest their starters. Where were you with that? Did you want him to rest pretty much everyone? Did you just want it to be the starting lineup of, I don't know, Quinn Cook and Alphonso McKinney and Yarebko and all that good stuff? And I mean, you wanted Cousins in there because you wanted him to play the Pelicans,
right,
kind of for the revenge factor. But where were you on the rest before that?
I definitely think the last game of the season, you have nothing on the line, go ahead and rest everybody on that game. This one, I understand. Okay, get some minutes out there, get out there, don't get cold, keep your rhythm going. And then I have no problem with it. I wasn't expecting Curry to be playing like 35 minutes last night, but I had no problem with him having him play.
It's funny because it's very easy to say beforehand, you know, just rest everyone because of the injury risk. But you don't actually expect this injury to happen. Like, is this just bad karma for the Warriors or something like that? Because this is...
But karma for what?
Well, just literally not resting guys before the playoffs when you got a lot of fans who are out there saying that, hey, we don't want any of these players starting. And then the one game that Steph goes out there, he gets hurt. and rolls his ankle. Now, we will be clear, though. He did stay on the court after he did roll the ankle, and he did manage to make a mid-range jumper from the baseline, which was fine. And then he ended up asked to be taken off the court. So you assume that he's at least okay for game one, but I think I'm just more or less just shocked at saying, hey, like, we all just, it's a very, I don't want to say safe, but it's a, you want to rest your players, and it's a take that, it's a safe take. You want to keep your guys healthy and all that, but you don't expect it to actually happen.
No, and the other thing is, at the same time, if you do rest him, you know, last night's game, and then you rest him for the last game, and then all of a sudden he can't get into rhythm and things aren't working out the first game of the playoffs, sure, everyone could say, no problem, they're going to get back into rhythm, just you need a quarter to get back into rhythm. But if it's not working out, then it's, oh, you know what, maybe he shouldn't have rested him, maybe he got cold all of a sudden. You're gonna get that no matter what. Whatever decision you're going to make, it's a what-if game at the end of the day.
Right. And for Steph, going forward, I think we need to put him on lockdown.
Yeah.
We need to have 24/7 surveillance. We need to have security around him at all times. We need to put his ankle in some sort of a protective bubble, a protective box. I think that's important. Do you want to start a GoFundMe so we can possibly, because I don't think he's going to want to just pay for 24/7 full surveillance security, but should we start a GoFundMe for have a
test? That might be a good idea at this point. You know, that 24/7 security. Yeah.
Would it have made sense, though? Would it have made sense, though, to start him just in case the Raptors did lose? Because if the Raptors lost last night and they just so happened to be playing in the finals, then the Warriors, if they would have won, had they won last night, which they did, then they would have gotten home court. So do you think that was probably a reason that Steph was starting last night?
It kind of gives them a little bit of food for thought in the background. It's like, you know what? If we can get the win, that's great. It's just a little something to think about down the road. I don't think it was their main focus. Like, we got to play Steph tonight. You know, we have to play him tonight. So that way, if the Raptors lose, we can have, you know, we could have a home court advantage if we play them in the finals. I don't think that was the main idea. That's just a nice little caveat, a nice little cherry on the top of the sundae if that were to happen.
For the 510 on the Chilton Auto Body text line, feel free to chime in, 888-957-9570. Chilton Auto Body text line at 95795. By the way, your chance to win to qualify for the golden ticket, it continues today, and it will go through tomorrow, and then the winner will be announced on Damon's show, I want to say, after we qualify every single person and just make sure we get every name we can in there. So that'll be coming up in about 32 and a half minutes.
There
I actually
go. Nice little math there.
It's a great giveaway because
the best.
I ended up purchasing a couple of Warriors playoff tickets, and I'll let you listeners know now, they weren't free.
No, not at all. You cannot get them free. As much as we would love to say, yeah, we can go, no problem, just walk on into Oracle in the last season there, watch some playoff basketball. No, not so easy for us, my friend. So this is a very coveted prize.
From the 510, who's to say this wouldn't have happened in the first round of the playoffs?
True.
Or the first game, for that matter. Mm-hmm. I mean, these things are... It's crazy because what boggles my mind is that these injuries are just so unpredictable. And when you literally say, hey, you need to rest this guy because there's a chance that he could be injured, and he does get injured. I mean, that's just I'm sitting there watching this game last night, and I'm saying to the TV, I'm just like, please stay healthy.
Yeah.
Please stay healthy as they're running down the court. Like, don't even try. I don't even care if you get the win here. It was already determined, like probably a quarter of the way through the game, that the Raptors already got home court if they do face the Warriors in the finals. So at that point, I just threw all care out the window and I just said, please stay healthy, please stay healthy. He's the one guy you don't want getting hurt.
Maybe it was because everyone kept saying it, too. Everybody kept saying it. Everyone kept saying it. I don't know if you're one of those people who believe in either the karma or the bad juju, whatever you want to call it.
Yeah.
You know, just kind of putting it out there, almost like the secret, you know. Put it out there and it'll happen. And people are saying it so much that kind of putting it there and look what happens.
From the 510, I think they could beat the Clips without Curry, rest them for a couple of games. You believe that?
They could beat him, but it's not going to, it won't be as easy.
Yeah.
But they could definitely beat him. You know, if you have a fully healthy Kevin Durant, Klay Thompson, you know, Boogie Cousins, they could beat them, no problem, I think. But it's just, it won't be as easy. It won't be a straight sweep.
I mean, if they feel the need to play him less minutes, if the other team is feeling themselves, or if the others on the team are feeling themselves a little bit with KD and Klay, and they're having hot shooting nights, I don't see the point of playing him. I mean, if KD shooting as efficiently as he's been shooting, and Klay is just making 40 points on four dribbles, if he's on like pace to do that, not necessarily. That's a once in a lifetime thing, yeah, most likely. But if they're doing that, I don't see the need to play Steph more than 25 minutes a game for the first couple
completely
of games.
Because, agree.
But also, one thing we have to keep in mind too is the after. I mean, they played the Clippers recently, and they were without their one Patrick Beverley, who's kind of been known to bother Steph throughout the time, and that's kind of what scares me about facing the Clippers going forward. I know they're kind of they traded away their best player in Tobias Harris, and you kind of figured after that that they were just looking to rebuild for the next season, or they just didn't really look at this as a playoff year. But going forward, Patrick Beverley gives Steph Curry fits like no one. Maybe Matthew Dellavedova is the only other one.
Right.
But the guy, Beverley notices this, and he's going to try and make Steph move as much as possible on that ankle and bother him. So that's why kind of the Clippers going forward is a scary matchup to me. And I do kind of agree with the caller, though. I do think that they could possibly beat the Clippers without him.
Yeah. Oh, I think they could.
But they could, but at the same time, you don't want to risk anything.
Yeah. Look, let's keep in mind, without Curry, there's four starting all-stars there still. So you, no matter what, you still have a great team, even without Stephen Curry on the court. There, definitely not as easy, like I said, because you have a whole nother target. You have somebody else there. But at the same time, you're right. Maybe you rest them and that's how it goes. You know, just give him a little bit of rest and be careful of Patrick Beverley and be careful of, you know, overdoing it. If he's not 100%, I do not want to see him on the court out there.
From the 510, and don't forget about Quinn Cook. If Steph is out, Quinn will probably start, and he's been super accurate lately. Yeah, Quinn's actually been playing lights out basketball. I forgot how many games in a row. It's got to be like four or five games in a row with double digits at least coming off the bench. So he's actually given you a little bit of relief in case you need to rest. I mean, that's why you don't need to play Steph more than 20, 25 minutes
exactly
in these first few games. I mean, if Quinn Cook is out there and he's hot, what's the point of even playing Steph in the fourth quarter if you don't need to?
Yeah, 19 points from Quinn last night. By the way, shout out to the Warriors bench who scored a season-high 65 points. A huge game for them last night.
Well, I mean, it was a big game for them because, I mean, they had more minutes than they've ever had.
No Klay, no KD.
Jacob Evans finally getting some run. I'm kind of hope he, I know he played about as well as he's played last night, but only going 5 for 10 on 11 points. He was a first-round draft pick, and so I think they've expected a little more out of him. And I got to be honest, I expected a little more, too,
yeah,
if he was coming in against this depleted Pelicans roster, who the starters, I could barely name like half of them before going into the game.
See the Anthony Davis shirt?
I did.
That's all, folks.
Okay, that is a mess.
Yeah.
What they got going over there is a mess. But you know where else there is a mess going down?
Down Highway 5?
Down Highway 5 in the old Los Angeles. We will get into that next. Remember, your chance to qualify for the golden ticket coming up at 5:40, but we are going to play for you the sound bites from Magic Johnson. We'll react to it. And from the surface, I think it's pretty obvious what we all think. But is there anyone else who's on the other side of this? Feel free to text the Chilton Auto Body text line at 957-95, 888-957-9570,
try that again. Take two.
888-957-9570. That's the call-in number. Feel free to join the show. Steven and Anna here on 95.7 The Game.
Now, back to the pregame show on 95.7 The Game. Here's Steven Langford and Anna Kagarakis.
I like the roll of the R there, Steve Stone.
It works.
It does.
It works. Thank you for coming in on at 519. Coming up in about 20 minutes, your chance to qualify for the golden ticket. Hope you know what that is if you're actually a listener to the station. If you are a listener to the station and you don't know what that is, then you need to listen better.
Yeah, I know. You listen all the time.
Yes, we do. But pregame show is presented by Golden State Lumber. Join Golden State Lumber for golden mornings at the Building Bar for a coffee, meet and greet with their product experts. Visit goldenstatelumber.com for dates and more information. So we know what happened with Magic Johnson yesterday. He ended up stepping down, and we'll play some sound from his little impromptu press conference. But I want to play something that he said back in June of 2018.
No pressure on me. I'm going to do my job. I've always done that. You know how many finals I've been in? So you think I'm worried about this? I played against Larry Bird in the finals. I mean, come on, man. I've been in 9 finals and been in college NCAA championship.
Yeah,
you know?
This is a different job.
I'm Magic Johnson. I'm still the same dude. I'm not going to change. There's no pressure on me. I'm going to do my job. That's what I do. I do my job. I'm excited. It's fun.
I think the pressure cooker went off.
He tried remaining to be him in this job. He was just going to be him, but unfortunately, when you're the president of basketball operations, you got to do more than you are as the Dodgers owner. Instead of just being able to tweet, Cody Bellinger with another 3-for-4 night and a home run, exclamation mark. This is a great night for the Dodger organization, exclamation mark.
Yeah, this
isn't
different.
This isn't that job, but all right, this is literally, I mean, this is iconic.
This is very iconic. I mean, he's an immortal.
Right.
There's basketball legends and there are immortals, and he is an immortal when it comes to basketball.
Like, this is, it's crazy because this is something that, you know, we're going to be looking back on in 20 years, and I don't know if we're going to, we'll get into, like, more on how we'll view Magic Johnson after this going forward, because it seems like all he wants really is to be loved. But let's play a couple of sound clips here from the press conference.
I've been thinking about it, but today I said, you know what? I'm going to go up here and tell him that's it for me. You know, I cried before I came here. I'm about to cry now. But it's hard when you love an organization the way I love this organization. It's hard when you love a person like I love Jeannie. And I don't want to disappoint her. I don't want to, you know, we love Lou, you know. So I got to make a decision, right? And that's a tough thing. But I'm good with where I am. I'm happy. I want to do the things I used to do. So I had to weigh both situations. And so this is better for me.
He just had a meeting with Jeannie Buss and Rob Pelinka. I think it was yesterday.
3-hour meeting.
For 3 hours? Mm-hmm. And he didn't even mention, like, hey, I'm going to go. I don't want to do this anymore.
Well, the meeting yesterday was supposed to be about the future of the organization.
Right.
What direction they were taking, everything. So what happened in that meeting? What decision was going to be made that he did not approve, and that in the last, you know, less than 24 hours made him think, all right, I've got to step back. I can't do this anymore. I'm not having fun anymore. He says he wants a simpler life. He wants to be an ambassador for the Lakers. He wants to be a mentor to players. We saw what happened with Ben Simmons.
Right.
And how he, you know, he was trying to talk to him, and Ben
emails
wanted him.
Yeah,
emails
like sent
back
and
forth. He wanted to be a mentor for him, but he couldn't do it because of obviously what position he had as the president of basketball operations.
He needs to realize what he was getting into, though, because they're really, from the 707 Magic has a low-key Kawhi laugh. Yeah, when
he does.
When he's crying, he does a little bit.
Got to feel bad, but yes.
It's the moves that he's made, or the lack of, rather, in order to help LeBron. I don't know what the expectations for the Lakers were this season, but you definitely had people saying, especially before the trade deadline when Ivica Zubats was still around, that, you know, this could be a playoff contending team. As a matter of fact, the Western Conference Finals team. And you tried to trade for Anthony Davis, and you were literally going to get rid of your entire young core of players. You were going to get rid of Ingram and Kuzma and Ball and then Beasley and I think 2 first round picks and Solomon Hill. You were really to get Solomon Hill rather as well as Anthony Davis, and so that failed because that's a terrible move on both ends.
Yeah.
So it shocks me that he doesn't understand what exactly he was getting into, because that's what I took away from this the most, is that he just seemed, he felt like he was going to be able to be all happy, jolly Magic Johnson. And he is. That's part of the reason why he got the job. And I think Jeannie Buss might have put him in a bad situation, because he was he called Jim Buss like his second dad, and you know, he looks to the Buss family kind of as his own. So I think it was just more of a hiring your friends kind of thing. And I don't know, how shady is that though, when he doesn't tell Jeannie?
Went straight to the reporters instead of going and talking to her, talking to your boss face to face, saying, you know, I'm going to step back. Who does that when you say, okay, it's something that you're supposed to do. It's out of respect that you say, you know, you give somebody a 2 weeks notice. Usually when it comes to a job, mm-hmm. you say, you know, I'm going to give you 2 weeks notice. Just out of respect, you leave a good taste in their mouth of who you are.
Yeah.
But the fact that he says he loves her, he respects her, but in all honesty, that was really disrespectful to not even talk to her. He said he felt like he was going to cry in front of her. He was about to cry then. He was getting emotional, obviously, when he was stepping down. But what is it that made him say, I can't go to her face to face, but I'm going to go straight to the reporters and have her find out just like everybody else?
I think the one thing he did say was he said that he was too scared to face her because he'd be too afraid that she would try to talk him out of leaving.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like, stand up for yourself. If you feel like you're going to leave, then you tell the boss, someone who you feel like you can look at as family, someone who you love, as you say. And then how he's handling Rob Pelinka, though, listen to this quote.
Do I think Rob is the right GM? That's a decision that Jeannie has to make, you know. I worked well with him. I had no problem with him. Now, they said he had some back. I don't know about that, right? And so a lot of my agent friends had called. But Jeannie has to make all the calls. That's not calls for me to make. This is her organization. I work well with him. That's all I was concerned with.
Doesn't even know who the next GM should be, or didn't have a mm-hmm. sort of, he didn't have any suggestion. And Luke Walton was looked at as a scapegoat this entire time. Do you think he's at least going to be the Lakers coach moving forward?
Well, here's the interesting thing, that Chris Haynes from Yahoo Sports reported that Magic Johnson reportedly could have fired LA coach Luke Walton before he elected to step down as the team president. So it looks like they were planning on getting rid of Walton, but who would have thought that, you know, that Luke Walton had actually surpassed Magic as staying with the Lakers organization.
He's too scared to even be, he's too scared to fire anyone.
Yeah.
That's what I take away from that, is he just doesn't want to get involved in any sort of controversy anymore. He just wants to be an ambassador to the NBA, as he puts it.
I love the NBA so much. And I love being an ambassador, my role before I took this role on. So I'm looking forward to going back to that role. And now I don't have to worry about, plus I can go to playoff games again. I love that.
He can't go to his own team's playoffs.
He said, yeah, no, he cannot. And he said yesterday, too, that he wanted to tweet a congratulations to Dwayne Wade, but he couldn't because he's afraid that that would be tampering. You got to understand what's tampering and what's not.
Yeah.
Talking to Ben Simmons about possibly, I don't know what their emails were about, joining the team, then yeah, that's kind of looked at as tampering. Mm-hmm. But if you're just messaging a congratulations, that's no problem. You can do whatever you want with that.
I believe there are many different executives throughout the NBA who have said congratulations to different players, who I'm sure reached out to Dirk and to Dwayne Wade. Congratulations, both of them. 30 points last night for each of them, by the way, in their final games. But yeah, just there, you have to know the difference. If the fact that he realized, I don't know if he's just saying that, but the fact that he potentially didn't know the difference between what he can tweet, what he can't, that goes to show you what kind of president of operations he was. He was not fit for this job. As much as we love Magic Johnson, as much as we love what he did for basketball and his time playing on the court, this wasn't the job for him. And it wasn't that he couldn't be an ambassador. He wanted it to be an ambassador. He wanted to be a spokesman for the team and be only in the positive light. That's something you have to take the good and the bad when it comes to being an executive. You have to be able to fire people. You have to be able to make the tough decisions. You see what happened with Joe Lacob, what happened with him as an owner. He was booed here.
Yeah.
And look what he has done with this organization, how he's turned it around.
Right. It, you can't be, you don't, it's, these players aren't your friends.
No.
these it's a business and you got to run it like a business. And he tried looking at like LeBron as a friend and probably didn't live up to his demands. He tried as hard as he could to get Anthony Davis for his friend LeBron, and he failed. And this brings up a text from the 650 on the Chilton Auto Body text line. From the 650, Magic can't be friends with LeBron. Has to stand up to him like Riley did in Miami when he wanted Spoelstra gone as the coach.
That's the only stability that LeBron had was with Miami.
I mean, are we going to call LeBron he's already called a coach killer. Are we going to start calling him the president of basketball operations killer now?
Yeah, executive killer.
Is there any guy that could take that role? Because it seems like LeBron has more power than some of these GMs at the moment.
That's just crazy to me. I know that was one of the reasons why Jeannie Buss was so hesitant about firing Luke Walton, because she did not want the perception of it's because of LeBron and Rich Paul that they're bringing in their coach. That's why she didn't want to fire Luke Walton initially. But it's just that it's a battle right now. And you can see that Jeannie right now is at that point that she's trying to battle who has control of this team.
Right.
Is it her? Is it LeBron? Who's got the control?
Right. And for the 510, Magic is a successful businessman. He's not scared to fire anyone. Half that's right. He is a successful businessman. But in those other businesses, in those other ventures, he doesn't have to fire anyone. That's not his job.
Someone else
has to do that. He doesn't care. But when you're going to be the one that could possibly fire Luke Walton, who a lot of people were using as a scapegoat, and you're too afraid of the perception from the NBA after you possibly fire someone, I think that's the definition of being scared.
Yeah, and the two reportedly have not spoken in weeks. So Luke Walton and Magic Johnson have not spoken in weeks. The fact that they have not spoken in weeks and they're running this organization, that just goes to show you what it's like right now in LA.
It's a mess. And we're going to continue to talk about this on the other side because it's such a big story. I don't think there's anything else we can discuss. But there's also a couple of send-offs we wanted to get to. Dwayne Wade and Dirk, they had their nice little farewell tours. Dirk with the oddest retirement of all time by not letting anyone know that he was doing it until the end of their last game. We'll get into that. We'll get back into Steph Curry's ankle because do you want to see him even play in the playoffs? He's obviously not going to play against Memphis. So what do you want to see? 888-957-9570, Chilton Auto Body text line 95795. And of course, in 8 minutes, your chance to qualify for the golden ticket, and you're going to be able to text a keyword, and I will give that to you in about 8 minutes here on the pregame show on 95.7 The Game.
Now back to the pregame show on 95.7 The Game, presented by Golden State Lumber. Here's Stephen Langford and Anna Kagarakis.
Stephen Langford, Anna Kagarakis in with you today on this fine Wednesday morning. In about 3 minutes, your chance to qualify for the golden ticket as we let Jungle play in the background. By the way, the pregame show presented by Golden State Lumber. Join Golden State Lumber for golden mornings at the Building Bar for a coffee meet and greet with their product experts. Visit goldenstatelumber.com for dates and more information. Anna, you ever built anything before?
I've helped my husband build stuff. He's really more of the hands-on, like, builder and everything. He likes to build planter boxes, which I know that our good friend Matt Kolsky likes to do as well. He did that.
Did a good job on them.
Yeah, so we've done that. I'd like to, you know, we had a nice little garden in the backyard. We got to do a new one, actually. We're really behind, actually, on our gardening for the spring right now.
Oh, there we go. Well, I mean,
how about you?
No, never built anything in my life.
Not a bit.
No. I've put together a lot of IKEA equipment, which I have a...
Not quite building.
That's not building at all, but that's about as much as I've done. I've done a little gardening here and there.
That's good.
Yeah.
A little painting, maybe?
I've done a little painting. Good. I've definitely painted before, but never, like, truly built something from the ground up. It's a real goal of mine.
It's a skill.
It is.
It's a true skill.
Green thumb, I believe, is what gardening... You know, what people who love to garden is called, right?
That is correct. That is correct, my friend. If you have a green thumb, you are a good gardener.
That's not exactly.
Lesson for the day, people.
That's not exactly me from the 510 on the Chilton Autobody text line. For you to be, I'm trying to read this. For you to be more ballast since you get killed by those whatever on your show all the time, but there's a lot more to this Magic Johnson situation, and I think the knee-jerk reaction most people have until all the facts come out.
I think there is something to that a little bit, that there is more to this story.
You think so?
I think there's a little something more. I think it became overwhelming, but I almost feel like there was something else that happened in that meeting that triggered him to say, I'm done.
You think so?
Yeah. I don't know what it is, though. I wish I could say. If I did, then I'd be the one who'd be tweeting it. And a lot of people would be like, wow, good for you, Anna Kukodike, is getting the news out there. But that wasn't me.
You're not going to be a reporter?
I am a reporter.
Could you imagine being the fly on the wall, like, in that meeting, though? Do you think there's anyone that even knows what went on? I guess what I'm trying to ask right now is, when all the details do come out, because there probably are more facts, are we going to be on the other side of this? Are we going to kind of, how do I put this? Rebuild Magic Johnson's stock, I guess. Are we going to stop blaming him? Are we going to be on the other side of this? Because right now, the knee-jerk reaction is, what are you doing, Magic?
Here's the thing. I don't think his stock goes down too much. I think what happens is you're seeing that this is not the area that he is more equipped in. This is not his strong suit. His strong suit obviously is playing on the court and being, like you said, an ambassador to the NBA, an ambassador to the Lakers, to different players. This is a whole different ball game here. And being an executive, that's a different skill. And I don't think I won't take stock away from Magic Johnson. And I don't think it's going to hurt his legacy too much. I think it definitely affects it a little bit, but not that much. I think he'll be able to bounce back no problem, because he is Magic and he has accomplished so much.
I want to get back into this, but for right now, it is time for the Golden Ticket, presented by the Golden State Warriors and 95.7 The Game. Each day at this time, we'll give you three chances to qualify for a pair of tickets to every Warriors home playoff game. I'll read that again. Every Warriors home playoff game. One lucky winner will be chosen on Thursday, April 11th. That's tomorrow, Thursday. The game we're playing is text, tweet, or call. First chance to qualify right now is through text. Right now, text the keyword valuable to 95795.
Like, that's valuable.
As in, Steph's ankle is the most valuable body part in the world right now. Again, that's valuable to 95795. Keep listening, and in a little less than 5 minutes, we'll give you another chance to qualify with a new keyword. Reminder, get your official verified playoff tickets at warriors.com. You know what? I mean, definitely Jeannie Buss is in the blame here, too, because the one goal that you have to have when you get a guy like LeBron is that you have to have a guy that will deal with LeBron. And Magic's clearly not a guy who's going to put his foot down. Like the earlier texter said, he was talking about Pat Riley putting his foot down in Miami. And Pat Riley, you know, is the king down there.
Mm-hmm.
And so you needed someone who is going to be that enforcer, the guy who's going to take no prisoners, who's not going to try and just be buddy-buddy with everybody. For instance, Joe Lacob, you know, him and Bob Myers have both been adamant in saying, like, yeah, we'd like to keep Kevin Durant around. But also, if he leaves, then more power to him. We'll still be fans of his. They're not looking at him as, like, just a friend who happens to be a player on your team. They look at him as just an athlete who can make his own decisions. And pretty much they're
making decisions.
They don't look at any of their players legit as friends.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, they're friends maybe off the court, and, you know, they might consider them friends, quote unquote, but they're not friends like in the terms of how Magic views himself as a friend to these guys on the Lakers.
You have to be careful about being friends with your boss and being friends with employees. It's a very, very hard line to cross. And there's something about having the best type of boss is somebody who is respected and well liked.
Right.
But the most important thing is to be well respected.
Uh-huh.
You have to respect the people that work for you, and the people that work for you have to respect you. And that's what makes a successful company. That's what makes success in the workplace, everything. And the difference with Joe Lacob and Bob Myers is that They know they love and respect their players, but they know that they have a business to run. And they are not afraid of making the tough decisions. They know what's at hand for them.
It's going to be a big show for Loneal. He just walked in here and he gave us the kind of smirk. But I guess what I was trying to say, I had a tough time getting it out. But I'm basically trying to say is Magic Johnson is trying to be best friends with these superstars.
And he can't do that.
Whereas, you know, Joe Lacob and Bob Myers, they're friends, but they're also, they know that they are workers and employees of their business. And if they have to make a move, then they're going to have to make the move. And I mean, for instance, if, say, Steve Kerr, they felt needed to be fired, I think that they would do that if it needed to be done. And right now they probably looked at it as Luke Walton needs to be fired. That's, I'm going to assume, what that meeting was about. And maybe Magic Johnson was just like, no, not doing that, not doing that, because it's not his fault.
Yeah, and I think the other thing is the difference is the sense I get is that the Warriors organization has a plan B in mind. They have something in mind. Okay, we want to keep Kevin Durant. If he decides to leave, because it is his right to leave, because they decided, you know, they got the 1 year contract with him with the option to leave, then they have the plan B. Where for me, it feels like the Lakers did not have a plan B. It was just throw it all in and let's see what happens. And there was no plan in place for down the road. Well, the Warriors, I believe, have that place down that plans down the road that they're thinking ahead. That's where Joey Lightyear's comes into play, because they do have ideas. They do have plans for down the road.
He totally screwed the team by just trading Zubats.
Yeah.
That, I mean, believe it or not, that became a much bigger factor, because look at where the Clippers are at now. They're on their way to the playoffs, and they weren't supposed to be.
No, they were supposed to be rebuilding.
And Zubats is a good player,
yes,
and they traded him away. So the team's just been horribly run. I want to ask you about Anthony Davis compared to this situation going forward. But right now, we're giving you another chance to qualify for the golden ticket. Text, tweet, or call is the game. It's time for the tweet portion. Log on to Twitter right now and tweet the keyword layup. As in, DeMarcus Cousins is very good at making a layup.
That's
a terrible way to do that. Again, tweet the keyword layup and use the hashtag 957GoldenTicket. Tweet layup and hashtag 957GoldenTicket. One more chance to qualify coming up in about 5 minutes. By the way, I'm at Nice Guy Steven. Anna's at Anna Kakarakis, if I'm not mistaken.
That's right.
So we saw what Anthony Davis, the shirt that he wore last night against the Warriors, and that's all, folks. I mean, which is the bigger mess of a situation?
So let's first off, okay, I really want to dissect this shirt here because there's so many layers to that shirt.
Right.
First off, it's that's all, folks, end of the season. That's all, folks, I'm out of here.
Mm-hmm.
That's all, folks, Space Jam 2. Maybe I'm getting a role in that one because, you know, Looney Tunes, hey, he's going to be there. Hey, that's all, folks. Who else is in that movie? Oh, wait a second. How about the guy who's running it? How about LeBron James? There are so many underlying things in that one shirt and in that one saying.
So you're trying to say that with the that's all, folks shirt, Anthony Davis is going to L.A.?
Yep.
So you think he's going to be a Laker because of that shirt?
Yeah, well, he's trying. He's trying. We'll see what happens, but he wants to. If not, he's definitely in the movie, Space Jam 2.
I don't know which is more. I mean,
which Giannis is not going to do because he decided he wants to focus on his court action because it's going to take him 2 weeks off of practice and of all of his workouts if he were to take a role in that movie.
Well, that's always what I've said is the thing I respect about him the most is that he's not buddy-buddy with these guys, and he's not looking to just play with his friends. He's looking to build a championship team with the Bucks, and he's not leaving. He's not going anywhere else to try and win a championship.
I know.
So that's – he could – I'm not saying he's not going to win one, but I'm just saying he's not trying to fall into that mold of, hey, I need a superstar in order for me to win. I mean, the fact is you kind of do need one to win because that's just how today's NBA is. But he's going against that grain. He is zagging while everyone else is zigging. So – I got respect for him for that. But, yeah, it's just this Anthony Davis thing was – because after the trade deadline was over and he wasn't, you know, traded from the team, and then he's just sitting on his bench in street clothes. Well, not street clothes. They're nice. They're really nice suits,
yeah,
and all these things that they wear. But there was no mention of him or anything. They didn't even try to get him to, like, stick around. He's just like, nah, I'm done with this team. I'm going to sit on the bench for the rest of the season.
Mm-hmm.
Which do you think is a bigger mess here? how the Lakers went this season or how this whole thing with the Pelicans went with Anthony Davis?
That's a good one there. I think, I don't know what's worse. I still think the Lakers situation is worse right now just because of so many underlying things. You have LeBron James, who's gone to, what was it, 7 straight finals, and then all of a sudden doesn't even make the playoffs.
Yeah.
And then you see a complete collapse in their organization. And maybe if you think about it, you know, one of the rumors was that that New Orleans might have just kind of put it out there and put everything out to just out of spite, out of everything with Anthony Davis, just put all the trade information out there.
He's not getting a tribute video.
No,
I'll tell you that much.
Not at all.
And Magic Johnson, he continued in his press conference, and he said something about the Lakers.
Everything is in place. We add one guy, and this team is in the Western Conference Finals because we're not too far away from everybody. When before we got hurt, we were in fourth, 2 games away from being in first, right? Playing some good basketball. And I think that we can continue to do that.
Okay, if you add one player, sure, you could be in the Western Conference Finals. But
didn't you add a big player?
You had a big player who was doing very well for your team, took advantage of the Warriors when they played. I think it was on Christmas when the Avika Zubac's breakout game. But they had a player, and barring any injury, because I also got to say that too, the Lakers were injury ridden, which stopped them from even having a chance at the playoffs. But they had a big guy. So the plan was in place, and it just didn't work out.
Wasn't he supposed to carry everybody on his back and mentor these young people to become a better team?
Yeah, and he was also just trying to be best friends in the process. And you know what? There we go. More power to him. Magic Johnson can go ahead and tweet at whoever he wants. He can go ahead and congratulate Russell Westbrook now on his 2020
right,
when he could have done that beforehand.
Yeah, he could have done that anyway. I don't know if we have that, but do you have the thing about him, about the backstabbing? There is something else he said in that press conference that kind of sucked to me. He talked about he didn't like the backstabbing and the whispering. And so that's another thing that when we're talking about there is something else, I think that's an indication that there's something else there to this story.
No doubt. And you know what? You're right. Now that I think about it, within that 3-hour meeting, there was something in there where he's just like, nah, I'm not okay with this. But right now, we'll get back into it. But it's your final chance to qualify for the golden ticket on the pregame show for today. Call right now, 844-999-GAME. That's 844-999-4263. Caller number, we'll go with 32 for Magic Johnson. He was 32, right? Pretty sure. He was 32. Thank you, Cody. So go ahead and call 844-999-GAME, 844-999-4263. Caller number 32 will qualify to win a pair of tickets to every Warriors home playoff game. Kind of weird that I'm using a Lakers number for a Warriors home playoff game giveaway, but I'm doing it anyway. If you don't get through, don't worry. There are plenty more opportunities to qualify. That is actually coming tomorrow, your last chance to qualify. So don't worry. That'll be tomorrow. Go to 957thegame.com for details. And don't forget, get your official verified playoff tickets at warriors.com. The lovely intern Ryan will answer your phone call, I'm pretty sure.
That old mail?
Yeah, Ole Mel, a Warriors World Basketball Tournament MVP, 3-on-3.
He's the greatness, right? How did they do? How did this team do, unfortunately? We got to find out more about that.
They might have gone 0-3.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, it's a shame.
I'm sorry. Come on now.
One thing I haven't mentioned, because we only do have 8 minutes left in the show, but Dwayne Wade and Dirk, they had their cool little send-offs. Dirk, no one knew he was retiring. This entire season, we just assumed that he was. Adam Silver said at the All-Star break I'm paraphrasing here, but he's like, Dirk is too old and too slow, and I'm kind of surprised he's still in the league. But and Dirk kind of knew that everyone's sort of trying to drive him out, and it was cool. He had, I think, someone put it at like 500 feet worth of arena employees all just crowding around, giving him a high five as he's walking through the tunnel. Normally, the cars would drive all the way through, like, to the locker room, so there wouldn't be that much of a walk.
Right.
But he stopped, like, before this crowd of employees and was able to give high fives to everyone walking through. That was actually a cool moment to see. You also had Dwayne Wade, though, who had one of the more smooth farewell tours, I want to say. Mm-hmm. They both scored 30 points. Want to make that clear. That's kind of cool.
Isn't that kind of eerie and cool at the same time?
That's kind of sweet. Yeah. Then in the pregame for Dwayne Wade's Heat game, he had his son introduce him out onto the court, and he did it in the fashion of one of Dwayne Wade's old commercials, which was really cool, I thought, because he's been there since, what, 03? So his son was 16 at this point. And I want to wonder this question, though, because I'm sitting there thinking, all right, well, the one guy clearly who would get a farewell tour from the Warriors would be Steph, mm-hmm. right? And it would definitely be a season-long thing
yes.
because he has changed the landscape of the NBA with his three-point shooting. He's changed everything. He's a once-in-a-generation player. And one thing I've noticed with these farewell tours, though, is these guys are old, but they're not playing on championship teams at the end of their career. And I think that that's one thing that Steph can do to kind of separate himself from these guys that all have these retirement ceremonies. He could be on a championship team. I think that's one thing that is missing so far from these, you know, farewell tours. You had one from Kobe Bryant, who ended up putting up like whatever it was, 80 shots in order to get 50 points. But he wasn't playing for anything. These guys aren't playing for anything. I think one thing that Steph can do, hopefully, in his last season, would be to play on a championship team.
It would be great, obviously. It's also difficult because you have so many legacy contracts you have to worry about.
Oh, it's all difficult.
It's incredibly difficult when you think of the business-wise what you have to do, because at the same time, what you're seeing a lot of teams having issues with is you don't want to part with some of these players. Like Dirk, he was with the Mavs 21 years.
Right.
His entire career with the Mavericks.
Right.
And you knew Mark Cuban wasn't going to get rid of him. He's not going to trade him away. He's somebody he wanted him to retire, to stay and always be a Maverick. And that's something that you hope happens with Stephen Curry. You want him to always be a Warrior for life.
Right.
And with that, though, comes, okay, you want to keep him. You still got to pay him because he deserves the money because of everything around him. And you still also have to bring in the right pieces and also keep the right pieces around him.
Because I was thinking about it, and I'm saying, okay, well, these guys, they had their championship runs in their prime. But it doesn't feel like many of them have had the championship run at the end of their careers.
Yeah.
One of the coolest moments in sports history is John Elway winning the Super Bowl when he was in his 40s.
Yeah.
So I think that's one thing that he can probably do to separate himself. I don't know.
I can see that. And you know, it'd be kind of fun. I'm just thinking about when you're talking about
it's
his
no fun
farewell
thinking about
tour.
Steph's retirement.
No. We got a long time for that. Long time. We got a lot of planning for that down the road. You got a lot of years for that and hopefully a lot more championships as well. I think it'd be kind of fun if all of a sudden he's doing his farewell tour. If every time he goes somewhere, you almost play like a game of horse with him. Like
right.
You have somebody who will do like a game of horse wherever he does like some kind of fun trick shots and things like that. That might be kind of a cool little send off for him.
From the 408, the Chilton Auto Body text line, the starting five lineup only played 23 games together this season. You tell me, how do you build chemistry like that? Injuries killed the season. Yeah, no, 100%. And I'm just saying that, barring any injury and Ivica Zubac possibly staying on the team, I'm saying that Magic Johnson saying that the Lakers are a player away from making the Western Conference playoffs now, I mean, I'm just saying they were, and that's always barring injury. And from the 209, he didn't even wait for tampering to become legal. Why leave now? It's got to be vision of the team and owner. I guess that's all we can really say about this, right?
That's all we can say. I mean, at this point, it's all speculation. That's what we're going to be doing for a while, is just speculating what is it that drove him away. Obviously, he says he wants to be an ambassador. He wants to be a friend to everybody. He doesn't like the negative criticism, unfortunately, and that's what happens, and that's something that comes with the territory when you're an executive.
You resting everyone at this next game against Memphis?
100%. You rest every single person.
Yeah?
Yes.
You want Jacob Evans to start again? You want
Go ahead.
Quinn Cook to start again?
Let's get Damian Lee out there, who, by the way, was not happy when Mike Brown said, oh, those Currys can shoot. He goes, I'm a Lee. Because, you know, he married Seidel.
Right. Isn't, well, that's his, He married her.
He married Seidel. So
Damian
Lee.
So he married her. I thought he was her fiancé.
No, they got married last summer.
Oh.
Or right before, yeah, right before the season started.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I thought they did. Oh. I'm pretty sure they did. I thought I saw the pictures, so I'm
Well, I'd expect you to know that.
99.9% sure.
Because when it comes to marriages and athletes, Anna, you're a pro.
I'm on top of that.
Yeah, you are.
I'm on top of it.
All right, so going forward, Joe Lowe and Dibs will be coming up. Lowe is back today, in case you were wondering. Anthony Slater will join them at 7. Antonio Daniels at 8:30. Then George Sedano at 9:05. If you don't know who George Sedano is, you may have seen him on The Jump. He also works in a radio in L.A., so he's going to be the one you want to listen to, especially when it comes to all this Lakers hubbub.
Ooh, we're going to get some good juice, hopefully.
Yeah, yeah, because this is a mess.
It really is a mess, and it's just kind of sad. And as much as we love Magic Johnson, this whole thing is just... It just leaves a bad taste in your mouth, and I hope it doesn't affect his legacy too much.
I don't think it will.
I don't think so either.
I don't think people are going to look at this and judge Magic Johnson completely, because again, I think there's a lot of people out there who are going to be blaming Jeannie Buss and just how the season played. Because again, all these the trades that happened and the injuries without this stuff. I mean, Magic Johnson could still be working for the Lakers in the front office.
And you could even say, as much as people are blaming also Luke Walton for not being able to develop some of the young players. You see what happened with D'Angelo Russell when he left, Julius Randle. And it's just sad. It's just sad at the end of the day. There's going to be so much finger pointing at the end of the day, but we won't know the truth. I'm sure it's going to come out eventually.
Think LeBron's going to be the GM?
Oh, my gosh. I'm sure he wants to be. He wants to be an owner of a team, doesn't he? Down the road?
I think so. That guy wants too many things.
He wants so much power. He wants so much power.
As well he should, though. You know what? If you're one of the greatest athletes of our generation and you feel like you can make an impact, because actually one guy who's doing that right now is Shaq. Shaq's doing all of it.
Shaq's so good at it.
He's DJing at Lollapalooza as Shaq Diesel.
He's amazing.
DJ Diesel, known as Shaquille O'Neal. So nothing's out of the realm of possibility for these guys. I'd actually be... I want to hear what Shaq has to say. All these former Lakers. There still needs to be a lot more reaction coming out later today, but glad you can get the initial one with us. Anything else to say, Anna?
$400 million. That's the net worth of Shaq.
Jolo and Dibs next.
Bye.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.